Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I know you have a show to watch, so let me get real quick into this with you. Okay, so Ascended Masters, you're watching right now, browse, select, ascend. It's very easy to use. All you have to do is scroll down here. You're going to see the different categories, sessions, courses, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. All you do is you simply click on the category that's resonating with you or that you're in need of, and you're going to see a video directory of some of the greatest minds out there. And within 5 to 7 minutes, you'll find out who that person is, what their style is, and if they're going to help you on your journey called life. It's a very easy formula to follow right here. And also too, if you're one of those who does have a product or service that you think that will be a benefit to others and you'd like to be on Ascended Masters, our email is in the description below. It's askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. We'll set up a time to chat and see how you can make a difference in the world for people. So hope you're enjoying the site, everybody. Thanks for sharing this and much love to you. And most importantly, enjoy the show. We'll see you next time. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. And as always, we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. Our fortunate day today is having Dr. Corey Stern here with us because she's going to help us get back our health, right? Yay, Dr. Corey, I see it right there. So take control of your health, everybody. And this
and will, how to build a strong immune system.
Yeah, especially right now with the so vibes important. Happening right now. And, you know, you all talking about and everybody talking about these great awakenings. You know, you got to get rid of this stuff. And, you know, mind, body, spirit, if they're not connected, you know, then, you know, that great awakening is only a word at this point in time. But she's going to help us with that and give us some insight. So we did ask her to come on. So thank you for that. For those of you, before we get to Dr. Corey, if you haven't already, kindly hit the subscribe button. It's red if you haven't, so turn it that real quick, and the notification bell so you can get connected with us. And when we do get great guests on like Dr. Corey, our Telegram links are in the description below. Also, you'll be watching this episode completely uncensored, unrestricted on spirituallyraw.live. that link will be in the description below too. And Roku, yes. What else? Anything else?
Yes, if you also, in addition to hitting the like button, please do share the video. That helps all of us out, if you know what I mean, greatly.
All right, everybody, join us in welcoming Dr. Corey. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Corey.
Great. Hi, great to meet you guys finally. I'm a big fan, been following you for a long time.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm very excited to be here today.
Well, we appreciate Likewise. Your service, and this is super important. People just can't, they're struggling, as you know. I mean, you see it, you're on the front line seeing it, to really get connected. I mean, they're striving, doing everything they do to get connected. You know, that great awakening, what does that mean to them? You know, they really can't get there. You're working here. You've been divinely inspired by God, your version of God, whatever that may be, to really get, really help people through this. So can you start off? I know we wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, how to help with the immune system, but just a little bit about you first. Where, at what point in your life did you be like, okay, I got it. I kind of got to look at the way I'm doing things traditionally and really run in this direction.
Yeah, I grew up on what I call a crap diet. I was raised on fast food and sugar, and both my parents smoked cigarettes, and I was always sick as a kid. I was always on antibiotics. And by the time I was 15, I had a chronic throat infection that would not resolve and would not respond to any of the conventional medical interventions. And at 15, I decided that medical doctors didn't actually know how to heal bodies. And
That's
I decided
to be able to intuitively pick that one up.
Yeah, it was. I feel like it was divine inspiration. And I decided I was going to heal myself. I was going to figure out how to do that. And
wow.
I started doing some reading, and I stumbled on the connection between nutrition and health. So I never was exposed to the concept that what you eat affects your health. I had no idea. And as I said, I was eating garbage my whole life. So I changed my diet myself. I was working as a babysitter at the time. This is back in the 70s. I was making $1 an hour, and I was spending all of my money on my own food. And I started.
What did your family think of that? Your parents?
They thought I was nuts. They thought
right, they
I was,
you were crazy. Know, I would imagine
rolling their eyes at me, but they let me do my thing. And I found in the health foods in my local health food store. I lived in Manhattan, and there was one health food store in my neighborhood, and I found a book there called Back to Eden.
That's and an old one.
This is a classic book that has every herb in the world, every herb on the planet, and its healing properties. And I became fascinated by that. And I started to buy herbs and make concoctions for myself. And I was like a mad scientist in my bedroom. and long story short, I healed my chronic throat infection.
How long did it take?
Not long. Not long really? At all. Yeah. Once I stopped the drugs, the antibiotics, I was able to get better fairly quickly, cleaning up my diet, taking toxins out of my diet, and taking some herbs. So that kind of led me down this thought path that maybe one day I would help other people restore their health the same way that I restored my own. And it was a long winding path because I was not good in high school at math or science, or at least I didn't think I was. I was very intimidated. So I didn't want to go to medical school. I became a medical social worker, and I was helping families with very sick children. And that was very rewarding. I did that for 12 years. And on my 32nd birthday, I woke up and I was like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be doing something else. And that day I just decided to apply for chiropractic school. In New York, chiropractors can practice nutrition, and that's what I wanted to do. And it was very impulsive, but it was the correct decision. And
that's a big impulsive decision.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. That was a great gift to yourself.
Real quick. So when you healed yourself, did your parents buy into your craziness at that point?
No.
Did they think it was just a lucky fluke?
No, I don't think they were really even paying attention.
They weren't even there. It was your thing.
It wasn't on their radar.
Yeah. I got you. He's probably smoking pot again, kind of thing, right?
They smoked a lot of pot. So I kind of raised myself.
Yeah, I got you.
So, and they continued on to a very unhealthy journey themselves. My father died of a heart attack when he was 47.
Oh, wow.
And my mom passed away a couple of years ago at 75 with, you know, terrible, terrible medical issues. And so, you know, my intention, I have a special needs son, so I want to make sure I stay around for him. So my intention is to be as healthy as I possibly can. And then, you know, my purpose on this planet right now is to help as many people as I can achieve the same goal. So fast forward, you know, I opened a private practice in New York, and I'm very successful, very busy helping thousands of people restore their health. And then last summer, I was told by my divine inspiration that I needed to start a video channel to push information out to people. And I really actually didn't want to do it. I felt nervous about exposing myself to the raw public. I didn't know how it would be received. And, you know, I'm a good public speaker, and I teach doctors how to do what I do, but I just felt really uncomfortable with the idea of doing a video channel. But I was not given a choice. I was told that I must do this. And so I finally said, okay.
Can you, Dr. Corey, kind of like give us that feeling when you say, I was not given a choice. Can you give us that feeling or that emotion that made you be like, okay, I just, there's no choice.
Right. against what you really wanted to do, because so many people right now are feeling that exact same way, but they're having a nervous about breaking through and actually doing it.
But how did you get that?
How'd you do it?
Yeah.
Well, it was almost like when I have to compare it to something disgusting, it was almost like diarrhea, like you are having these cramps and you have to go, like you have no choice, you have to go. It's like coming out, you know, it's coming out. And I just kept getting these messages that you there's thousands of people that need your help. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of people that need your help, and just put everything else aside and just do it. So the first video I recorded, I had no idea what I was doing. I did it on my phone. I held my phone in the wrong direction. But it was like, it didn't, none of that mattered. You know, I just put it out there and then I just kept going. And then I started to figure out things like, oh, I can have a background on Zoom and, you know, instead of my dirty underwear in the background, there is one video with my dirty clothes in the background. And I, you know, I started like learning a little bit of the technical stuff, but I still don't like that. I don't like the technical side of it. I don't enjoy any of that. I just, you know, I get inspired to push information out. The topics just come to me. It's like, I can't even explain. It's like it downloads into me. Mm-hmm. I've always had that experience of information downloading into me. And then I'm like, okay, wow, I got to share this. And then I'll, you know, do my video. I've gotten better at making them shorter, but I talk as long as I need to talk and people who need to hear it, listen to it. You know, I get a lot of feedback. So I know people are listening. Mm-hmm. And getting helped.
Yeah, it's important information. It's a lot of dedication. I know we spoke, and thanks for that. I know we spoke prior to, and you know, the importance of the immune system. And I wanted to see if, you know, we could help maybe even clear up some misconceptions about that. So I want to dive right in if it's okay with you and get in there. First of all, where is the immune system located? Let's start with that.
That's actually a good question.
That's a great question. So it is a system, so it doesn't. If you had to choose a central location, you can choose your thymus gland, which is located right here. Your thymus gland makes your white blood cells, your T cells. And then you have a lymph system, which is also important for drainage and getting the bad stuff out. And the control center of the lymph system is your spleen, which is located under your heart and inside the rib cage on your left side. So I would say that those are the two main components to consider when you're talking about your immune system. But what I really want to focus on first is something that people don't often give a lot of thought to, right? So when they think about their immune system and making it strong, they immediately start thinking, most people start thinking about what vitamins do I need, you know, and people know that vitamin D and vitamin C, mm-hmm. right, are all important for the immune system. But that isn't actually the first consideration. The first consideration is how toxic are you? Because the same way that your immune system responds to bugs, pathogens, right? Bacteria and parasites and fungus and yeast and viruses. And I know some people don't believe that pathogens exist. My viewpoint is if the host, the body is strong, then yeah, they don't exist and they can't hurt you. But if it's not, they are actual things that, you know, bacteria do, they do exist. So, and bugs live inside bugs. They travel like together in groups. So the immune system responds when it's exposed to pathogens, right? So for example, let's just say that you have a strep throat, right? Streptococcus is a type of bacteria and it's attacking your throat. Your immune system's job is to send white blood cells there to attack the bacteria, to break it down, to eat it, to get rid of it. But guess what? Your immune system does the same thing. It has the same response to toxins. So let's just say you're exposed to, for example, heavy metals. Mm-hmm. Let's use mercury as an example, because a lot of people have mercury dental fillings in their mouth. And every time you chew something or you eat or drink something hot, it causes the mercury to activate. It turns into a gas, a vapor, and it poisons you. Mm. So when your immune system encounters toxins, it has the same reaction as it does if it encounters, let's say, bacteria or bugs. So people don't realize that. And when you're very toxic, your immune system is going to be weak. It's going to be overworked.
So people that even have the old type of fillings, they don't, what you're saying is, I'm trying to understand, we just make sure I got what you said. They're not even really understanding if they're not feeling well, they're not even associating.
They're not associating that, are they?
Coming from those old fillings that need to come out.
Unless someone told you, that's got to be almost impossible to even associate that, wouldn't you think?
I mean, yeah, if you come to somebody like me, I'll tell you, or you go to a holistic dentist, they'll tell you. But otherwise, yeah, according to the American Dental Association, mercury is perfectly safe.
Well, you know, it's like, I mean, pretty much everybody knows they shouldn't have the old fillings, but getting them taken out is another story. But what I'm saying is associating that you're feeling run down, associating that with, oh my gosh, that might be because I have these fillings that I never even associated. It's causing havoc.
Teeth are very often a hidden source of illness.
That's true.
But it's not just mercury in teeth. If people have gotten vaccines, there are heavy metals in the vaccines.
We want to leave this on YouTube.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So there are what's called adjuvants and inoculations, and the adjuvants are toxic. So there's heavy metals, there's chemicals, toxins. When you inject a heavy metal into your bloodstream, when you eat it, like when it's in your when it's in your mouth, when it's in your teeth, you're swallowing it to some degree, and then your digestive tract can break it down a little bit. Some of it you inhale because it turns into vapor and it goes straight into your brain. But when you inject it directly into your bloodstream, it's just floating around in your blood, and your white blood cells, whose job it is to attack bad guys, will try to break it down. But the thing is, the white blood cells cannot break down metal. They're just going to carry it around in your body.
Oh,
it's going to end up somewhere else. It's going to end up in an organ.
Like kind of like kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, exactly. And blood cells live for 90 days. So where else can you get these heavy metals? I mean, there are so many sources. A lot of people use antiperspirants that are loaded with aluminum. They cook with aluminum pots and pans. You know, when you expose aluminum pans to heat,
it leaches. You know what I used to do too, and I never do it anymore. I used to cook like in the barbecue. If I wanted to cook a piece of fish or something, I would wrap it up in aluminum. Oh my gosh! And I think
that's like the worst thing to do.
I'm like, I must have been out of my
mind. It's not good for you.
Yeah, it's not good for you. You're cooking the aluminum into the food.
Exactly, and then you have people cook with Teflon. The chemicals in there are terrible. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, there's just so many toxic sources. So many people are exposed to plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere. So the first thing, and I address all of this on my channel, you know, sometimes I will tackle one topic at a time and talk about, you know, this toxin or that toxin, and other times I just discuss it as a concept and how to clean stuff up using organic personal care products, using organic household cleaning products, using organic laundry detergent. All of those things end up in your body if you're not using clean products.
Right. Even like hand lotion, everything.
Yeah, it goes right through your skin.
Wow.
So you need to control what you can control, because you can't control everything. You're going to walk outside and you're going to inhale
air.
You're going to inhale toxic air. You're going to inhale the stuff they're dropping from chemtrails. You're going to have exposure. If you eat in a restaurant, you're eating toxic oil. Almost no restaurant uses good quality oil. They almost all use cheap oil. It's very inflammatory. It poisons you.
And so, it's been recirculated and reused and reused and reused.
Well, that's even worse. Some restaurants with deep fryers, they'll reuse it. That's just adding insult to injury. I mean, most restaurants use things like canola oil or
vegetable oil.
Safflower oil. These cheap types of seed oils, which are highly inflammatory. So all of those things weaken your immune system, and that has to be your starting point. You need to drink clean water. You know, I have a video about water because it's, you know, most of your body is made out of water. You need to eat clean food and avoid chemicals. You need to use clean products on your body, in your household. And like I'm saying, control as much as you can of what you're exposed to.
Dr. Corey, let me ask you this on the water topic, if I may. So there's always that, hey, drink 8 glasses of water a day. Is that really a true standard, or is it different for people, or is it just whatever your body, is it like, does your body tell you when you need water and that's when you drink it, or do you really need to push yourself to have a specific amount of water every day?
You know, some people never get thirsty. So if you are one of those people, you need to push yourself to make sure you're getting enough water. And when we talk about water, we're talking about any non-caffeinated, non-alcoholic beverage. So for example, herbal tea is considered water. So that counts.
Okay.
But people do need different amounts of water, because if you're very active and you're exercising and you're sweating a lot, or you're going in a sauna, you're going to need more water than mm-hmm. somebody who's sitting all day and doing nothing. If you talk a lot, like, I don't know about you guys, but I talk a lot, actually you lose water when you're talking. So when I teach a seminar, I have to drink a lot more water. So there are variations in what each individual needs. If you do have a thirst mechanism, if you actually feel thirsty, that's something that you should pay attention to. But if you don't, you know, certain percentage of the population doesn't experience thirst, then you can use eight glasses as kind of a baseline. If you're somebody that's really having trouble with it, you're only drinking 4 glasses a day, don't just try to go to 8, go to 5. Pay attention to how you feel. You know, if you drink a little more water and you notice that you have more energy, that's a signal that you need more water. So, yeah. And then there's also the question of how hydrating the water is. So do you guys know about the difference between structured and unstructured water? Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it, but I'm not a water expert on that. I can't really. I know it's the soft water or the hard water, and I can tell by the taste of the water. But
right, hard and soft has to do with how much mineral is in it. Mm-hmm. But so in nature, water is moving, right? You're supposed to drink moving water from a mountain spring. That's the best kind of water to drink. And the motion of the water causes the molecular structure of the water to be what we call normal and hydrating. And that's, you know, the water that was given to us by God. And that's the water we're supposed to drink. But most of us are not drinking that kind of water. We're drinking bottled water or drinking water, if you live in a city, from a reservoir that's been sitting there and it's been treated. So the actual molecular structure of the water changes, and it's less hydrating. It's harder to become hydrated with unstructured water. So I actually have a filter that restructures it. There are filters that can do that. So it moves the water in a certain way. So it comes out of my faucet structured and clean. It's filtered, but the minerals are left in it, because you're supposed to have minerals in your water. If you take all the minerals out, the water becomes acidic. Mm-hmm. It's not good for you. So on my channel, I interviewed a water expert who makes his own filters. And after I did the interview, I'm like, okay, I need to get your filter. And it really made a difference. I felt a big difference when I started drinking that water. And so did my dogs. Yeah. My dogs started drinking more water.
And that's good.
They seem to like it better, huh? You know, what about the
animals?
The spirit, I want to get the animals, but I want to ask you about, well, it's on my mind, is it's a spiritual element to all this, because a lot of people are talking about feeling blocked right now. They're like, oh, yeah, I used to be very intuitive, or I used to get messages, and boom, you know, they're like, it just stopped one day. You know what I mean? And we've had mm-hmm. more and more and more of those start to come on, or at least express that's happening to them. Is that have to do with their, just what they're ingesting, or, you know, from your, you know, from the physical point of it, or, you know, what's your take on that?
No, I think it's possible that it has to do with toxins. I feel like we're having a lot of bad stuff dumped on us.
Mm-hmm.
I take photos of the sky very often, and I watch for correlations between what my patients are coming in and complaining about, or, you know, like on November 20th and 21st, there were these literally look like somebody was, you know, pumping out something in the sky right over my head. And then next week, everybody around here got sick. So we see things like that. So we already know things like fluoride and other toxic chemicals can affect the pineal gland, which is the antenna, and maybe they're getting more of that pumped out. I'm always doing some kind of detox with myself. I take detox supplements every single day.
Yeah. We're in constant detox mode all day long.
And is that what you're supposed to do? And that's a good statement you brought up there. Are you supposed to be in constant detox mode all day long? Or is there,
if you're toxic, if you're being exposed all day, then you have to. You have to stay ahead of it. So I do gentle detox. It's very rare that I'll do an aggressive detox with a patient. We don't want people to experience detox reactions, which can be debilitating. If you detox too much too fast, you can feel like a truck ran over you. You can feel like you have
worse sometimes. Yeah. And then you're like, I forget about this. I don't care about this detox BS.
Right. That happened to me the first time I ever tried to detox. I made it for like in 2 days into it, and I had to stop because I felt so awful. I couldn't even, I was on my couch and couldn't get off. But now we do it more gently, and I have so many, I probably have more detox products that I put patients on than almost anything else. And almost every single one of my patients is on some kind of detox. So it's just part of our world right now. And I'm guessing that's part of the feeling of being blocked. There might be another energy spiritual component, but certainly if you're not staying on top of the toxins, it's going to be affecting your ability to even think, right? It causes brain fog.
Think clearly.
So like on diets, for example, and really helping build up that. Okay. So then there's people that eat meat, there's people that eat fish, then there's none, you know what I mean? There's all the, everything in between. Is meat an absolute in your mind? Is that an absolute no across the board, or is it for certain people, they just need to have it? I mean, what's your take on that?
So I like to individualize diets according to the body in front of me. So I have patients that do amazingly well on the carnivore diet. And then I have patients that are vegans. And then I have everything in between. I have pescatarians. I have people that don't eat meat, you know, animal, but they'll eat clean dairy and eggs. So we're fortunate to have a relationship with an Amish farm where we can get raw dairy, really good quality grass-fed raw dairy and chicken eggs that are soy and corn free. So we have access to excellent quality food, and different people do well on different types of diets. And some people have spiritual considerations and or religious considerations. So we just try to work with people that do not want to eat any animal protein at all. We have to make sure that they're getting enough protein. And I know there's a lot of controversy about it, but in real time, I see people who do not eat enough protein and they are not doing as well health-wise. So you have to eat what your body is actually made out of. That's how you replace your cells, right? Your cells are always dying. You're always having cellular turnover. And you're growing new cells. And where does your body get the material that it needs to grow the new cells? And that is from food.
That makes perfect sense. What's your thoughts on soy? Because the idea of soy is disturbing to me personally. Because you look at it and then you see how it's made and then you think that is as processed could ever get, but it's been packaged and marketed as it's the greatest thing since, well, I don't want to say sliced bread because that's not good for you anymore. It's the greatest thing since an orange.
And even oranges have much less vitamin C in them than they did in the 1950s. So traditionally soy is used in Asia only in a fermented form, like tofu. Mm-hmm. The couple of problems with it in the US, number one, it's very hard to find non-GMO soy. Most soy is GMO, which is toxic. Mm-hmm. And it's also what we call a phytoestrogen. So that means it mimics estrogen. It can bind to your estrogen receptors and cause an estrogen imbalance in your body. So I avoid soy. I mean, I think it's okay to eat small amounts. Like in the way they do in Asia, they eat small amounts of, let's say, tofu as a condiment. It's more like it's never like a main dish. They cut up little tiny pieces of it and mix it into something else. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you should depend on that as a main source of protein.
Do you think that with back to dairy on this one, so there's this huge epidemic of being people lactose, I mean, this whole industry on lactose intolerant being made by is dairy, again, one of those things you have the privilege of living by a farm, you mentioned that, but just in general, is dairy pretty harmful for, because everybody seems, I mean, you go to gyms and they're like, don't eat dairy. You go to places, don't eat dairy, whatever you do, get non-dairy. Is that one of those across the board things, or what's your view on that?
No, not at all. So I just want to clarify, I don't live near a farm. I'm in the middle of New York City. I wish I lived near a farm. But we have a relationship with an Amish farm that actually is dedicated to helping people get nutrient dense food, and you can order food from them and they have different delivery points, and it's all up and down the East Coast. So there may even be one in that delivers to you guys. Sorry, my dogs are barking.
I'd be interested to know that referral.
Okay. Story. Yeah, there's a website that I can text you and you can look it up. And this website is dedicated to helping people find the most nutrient dense local foods.
That's great.
Yeah. Shh, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you for your contribution. So getting back to the dairy question, what's really happening with dairy is that it's pasteurized. And first of all right, the commercial dairy industry, they treat the animals horribly. They feed them food that they're not supposed to eat. Cows are supposed to eat grass. They shoot them up with hormones and antibiotics. So you're taking a very unhealthy animal, and then you take the milk from that animal and you high heat it up and you denature all the protein in it. And then it's no wonder people get sick from that. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a lactose intolerance or a denatured milk protein intolerance.
Mm.
However, a lot of people do very well on raw dairy. So there are these better quality cows. They're called A2 cows. A2, it's just a genetic line that produces better quality milk. And they're, you know, if they're grass fed and you drink it raw the way it was, you know, the way it comes out of the animal. So I know there's controversy about this. People say, oh, humans are the only ones that drink milk from other species. But if you look back on traditional diets, let's say in isolated, let's say African tribes, before they were contaminated by modern civilization. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of cultures that subsisted primarily on things like yak milk, which is extremely nutrient dense.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of nutrition in it. And whether it's cow milk or goat milk or camel milk, camel milk is an amazing food. It's very therapeutic. It actually cures stuff. We have a lot of autistic kids drinking it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of camel milk.
You never associate that. I'm sure there's some wonders out there that we're just been, that have been shut down from, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have powdered camel milk that I sell in my office, but also the Amish farm sells fresh camel milk. So so it is a thing, and it's becoming more popular, and more people are realizing how beneficial it is.
Tell us about the what to look for and how to really identify organic, gluten-free, all that stuff. How do you know? You know what I mean? Plant-based, like, how do you know? You know what I mean? If you're getting it, because then again, those things you get so much, conflicting information, that's not really plant-based. Plant-based is worse for you, whatever. But can you help us go down that list a bit?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, gluten-free is not necessarily better for you. Gluten, by the way, is not the bad guy. The bad guy is the altered wheat seed that produces the bad gluten. You can still get good wheat. Heritage, it's called heritage wheat. It still exists. And one of the companies that makes good wheat products is called Bread Alone. So it's really low ingredients, and they use heritage wheat seeds. So if you have celiac, you cannot have gluten. If you have a severe gluten intolerance, you shouldn't eat gluten. But if you're just avoiding gluten because you think gluten is bad, it's not necessarily bad if you're eating good quality gluten. So right. It has to do with the quality of the gluten. And then other things like ancient grains, like einkorn, there is some gluten in it, but it's not necessarily bad for you. It's higher in protein. It just has a better nutritional profile. So, as far as organic goes, organic means that it's grown on a farm that it takes 3 years to be able to qualify as having a certified organic farm. So they have to replenish the soil with minerals and not use any artificial fertilizer. And I'm not a farmer, so I'm not an expert on it, but I've spoken to many people that are, and I coughed on a video a few days ago, and a guy got very angry and offended at me that I coughed into the microphone. Sorry.
He got on the other, and he was on the other side.
He put a comment how rude I was, but anyway, so I don't want to be rude. So I know. So you have to look for the USDA organic label. That's usually true, or get to know your local organic farmers. That's also a good way to make sure you can actually watch what they do with the soil, how they raise animals or how they plant vegetables. Now getting to plant-based, what does that mean? So I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Gundry's work. He wrote a book called The Plant Paradox. And Dr. Gundry discovered that there are certain plant foods that are very high in a substance called lectins. And that these lectins are very, they cause a lot of inflammation in the gut, and they're just not good for you. And things that we associate as being really healthy, like tomatoes and cucumbers and nuts and seeds, are very high in lectins. There is some evidence, literal evidence, anthropological evidence, that early humans did not really eat much in the way of plants, right? Before there was organized farming and agriculture, early humans mostly ate animal. And then, there would be maybe some vegetation or herbs that they would eat also. But there is evidence that eating a high plant diet may not be the most suitable diet for humans. Now, that said, like I said, I customize according to each individual And you can see what works for somebody and what doesn't by just trying stuff out, trying different diets. But I'm actually planning to have an anthropologist on my channel that studies early human bones to see what the diets were. Yeah, it's fascinating, yeah. Right? Yeah, it's shocking when I first heard it, like, oh, maybe eating a high vegetable diet isn't the right way to eat. And I'm like, what? But, you know, I'm very open-minded to whatever the truth might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, right now, I mean, people just got to get, you know, they got to know. I think more and more people got to know. It's interesting. We're living a time right now where you have to actually, you know, and I don't know, maybe this is right. Is this pretty much how it is? You just got to pay for quality food anymore? I mean, really, if you're going to do it, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just what it is, right? You can't just go out and unless you have a farm.
Unless you farm it.
Unless you farm it. That's pretty much what it is. So
exactly. And I always tell, this is what I tell patients. Every penny that I spend on my health, you know, I'm investing in my body for the rest of my life. And there's nothing else I would rather spend my money on. So I don't look at things like prices when it comes to good quality food or supplements. And by the way, the supplements that I primarily use are made out of food. They're grown on a farm in Wisconsin, and they're not that expensive. So that's a bonus, but it's not a consideration for me. And my priority is my health, mm-hmm. and I'm willing to do whatever I have to do. And things like convenience or cost are not the right way, in my opinion.
You
got to do what you
got to bite. You got to bite the bullet.
You got to do what you got to do.
Pinch something else and make sure that whatever you're ingesting into your bloodstream, whatever you're putting down your throat, make sure it's as quality as you can get.
It adds to your health and not detracts from it.
Exactly.
Dr. Corey Stern, you've been an amazing guest with us today. We do appreciate you enlightening us and really helping. And again, thank you so much for your service. A lot of dedication, literally, to really help everybody else have a better journey in life. So thanks and much love for you for doing that.
My pleasure.
We are going to have all of Dr. Corey's links for her website, so you can check out what she's got going on there, how she can help you with all of her stuff going down. Her channel's in there. Check it out, because she does. It is really very, very cool. And she does have some great guests on there and great topics that she can share with you to help you on your journey called life. So thank you.
Everybody. I also do virtual consults if anybody needs specific.
Wonderful.
And she also does virtual consults if anybody needs anything specific. All links will be in the description below, everybody. Thanks, Dr. Corey. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks, and God bless Patriots worldwide. Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're gonna hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go. I got a voice out there. It's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it, it could be for months or years, and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you. So you don't have to go through that same journey that we have. Okay. You can just go right there, pass go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just, we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course, and then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.